we can talk about two aspects of our life practice in a way that nurtures us to clarify further the true nature of our life and of our practice of bodhisattva activity that is our functioning. One aspect is the aspect of the sangha with which we practice. By this I mean both the formal sangha that we sit with, that we do sesshin with, and the informal sangha, whether it's a family, close or distance, friends, those we work with and those we participate in activities with. All of these are an aspect of our sangha, of our practice life, that both supports us and in another sense encourages and pushes our practice in all sorts of directions by the nature of who they are and how we interact with them. This might be pushing in a sense of something that's formal, that's planned, that's intended, or in a sense of our working with the Buddha life that we encounter in encountering and being intimate with these people, with these events and circumstances in all sorts of ways. This is one aspect of our practice, and it's important to keep clarifying this and in a sense to making good use of it, to being used well by it. Another aspect of our practice I'll call our secret practice. And I don't mean secret in the sense that we need to keep it hidden, but in the sense that it's a practice that is the summation of the various directions, both so-called internal and so-called external, that our efforts in practice, that our skillful activity entail, that the various practices, koan practice, other kinds of practices that we engage in, the combination of all those are our unique practice, though it's not necessarily private or hidden, but it's unique in the sense the combination of what we work with, what we have to work with, how we work with it, how we allow ourselves to be taught and revealed by the many manifestations of Dharma in all the many forms, all the different kinds of teachers we have. This is another aspect of our practice that's valuable sometimes to reflect upon and to clarify and to see the interconnection and interdependence of this and what directions it takes and where further effort and attention by us is needed. By clarifying what it is, we can see where there is more called for, where we might miss certain things, where shining a light on it enables us to be supported and nurtured, and us to nurture and support the ongoing practice life of the universe that we manifest in this way. So, I hope this is something that enables you all to clarify and explore further. Thank you.
Copyright Elihu Genmio Smith.